Celiac disease is an inherited disease in which eating foods with gluten leads to inflammation and damage of the lining of the small intestine. This impairs intestinal function, leading to problems like belly pain, bloating, gas, diarrhea, weight loss, skin rash, bone problems like osteoporosis, iron deficiency, small stature, infertility, fatigue, and depression. Untreated, celiac disease increases the risk of developing certain types of cancer. Celiac disease is present in 1 in every 100 to 200 persons in the U.S. When blood tests suggest the possibility of celiac, the diagnosis is confirmed with a biopsy. The most effective treatment is a gluten-free diet, which helps heal intestinal damage and improve symptoms. Some people don't have celiac disease or a wheat allergy, but still experience symptoms when they eat foods with gluten. These people have non-celiac gluten sensitivity. They experience painful gut symptoms and suffer from fatigue, brain fog, joint pain, or skin rash. A gluten-free diet typically helps with these symptoms. So how many people actually have this gluten sensitivity you speak of? Gluten sensitivity's occurrence in the general population is unclear, but likely much more common than wheat allergy or celiac disease. Diagnosis is based on the development of symptoms, the absence of wheat allergy and celiac disease, and subsequent improvement on a gluten-free diet.